Chapter 35.
Wattle! Exclaimed Ronnie Pye and glared at his sister and his brother-in-law. He's planting wattle.
What for?
Dennis Peterson asked.
For the bark, man, the bark. There's a fortune in it. £20 a ton.
What do they use for it?
The extract is used in tanning leather.
If it's so good, why haven't other people...
Dennis began, but Ronnie brushed him aside impatiently.
I've gone into it thoroughly. Lion Kop is ideal wattle ground, high and misty. The only other really good ground in the district is Mahuba's Kloof Ranch and Tunis Kraal.
Thank God you own Mahuba's Kloof, because that's where we're going to plant our own wattle.
He looked at Dennis, but without seeing him, as he went on. I've spoken to Jackson at Natal Wattle Company. He'll sell us the saplings on the same terms as he's supplying that bastard Courtney, and he'll buy our bark, every scrap of it, at a guaranteed £20 a ton. I've hired two men to supervise the planting. Labour will be our big problem, of course. Sean has grabbed every native within 20 miles. He's got an army of them up there.
Suddenly, Ronnie stopped. He had seen the expression on Dennis's face.
What's wrong with you?
Mahuba's Kloof,
Dennis moaned. Oh, my God, oh, my God.
What do you mean?
He came to see me last week, Sean. He wanted an option on purchase. A 5 years option.
You didn't give it to him,
Ronnie screamed. He offered 3 shillings an acre. That's 6 times as much as I paid for it. How could I refuse?
You fool, you blithering, blithering, bloody idiot. In 5 years, that land'll be worth...
Ronnie gulped.
It'll be worth at least £10 an acre.
But nobody told me, Dennis wailed the age-old cry of the might-have-been, the lament of those that never quite succeed.
Nobody told Sean either. Audrey spoke softly for the first time. And there was that in her voice that made Ronnie turn savagely on his handsome sister.
All right, we all know about you and Sean. But he didn't stay around long enough for you to get your hooks into him, did he?
Ronnie stopped himself and glanced guiltily at Dennis. It was years before Audrey had abandoned all hope of Sean's return to Ladyburg and succumbed to Dennis's gentle but persistent courtship. Now Dennis coughed awkwardly and looked at his hands on the desk in front of him.
Well, anyway, he murmured. Sean's got it, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Isn't there hell?
Ronnie pulled a notebook towards him and opened it.
This is how I see it. He's borrowed that $10,000 from his mother. You know the money we tried to get her to invest in the Burley deal?
They all remembered the Burley deal and looked a little ashamed. Ronnie hurried on.
And he's borrowed another $5,000 from Natal Wattle. Jackson let it slip out.
Ronnie went on with his calculations.
When he finished, he was smiling again. Mr. Sean Courtney is stretched about as thin as he can get without breaking. Just one slip, one little slip, and pow!
He made a chopping motion with his open hand.
We can wait.
He selected a cigar from the leather box which had replaced the silver one and lit it before he spoke again.
By the way, did you know he hasn't been discharged from the army yet? The way the war is going, they certainly need good fighting men. That leg of his looks all right to me. Perhaps a word in the right ear, a little pressure somewhere.
Ronnie was positively grinning now.
His cigar tasted delicious.